Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and here we are again, another wonderful show. So we'll first do some entity releases for everybody, and if you're brand new to the program, you know, bring up the light beam on your screen. We'll be activating here in the next few minutes. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and we have an emotional body with each one of us here. And when the body dies, the emotional body kind of hangs around like a ghost and then goes into other people to get its life force energy. So this is why we need to clear these here. Do it continuously. We can have hundreds, if not thousands, of them inside of our bodies. So let's just start to work with them right now, doing some clearing work. So here we start. Here they go. We're with the bottom of our feet, moving up to our knees, waist area, so this is what we're concentrating on right now. Just kind of feel your body energy. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, now we're going to work from our waist up to our neck. And go down our arms to our fingertips. And we'll allow callers today if you wish to call in. Still clearing here. Going down our arms. Now we'll start working with our neck and our head. Okay. Feels pretty good to me. Let's bring in more of our spirit now. Actually, when it comes back to you, these little fragment pieces, they'll be completely healed so that they won't be bringing back the traumas and the dramas of what they've experienced impacting you more fully, but they're going to be cleared out, and they'll come into the places now where the entities have inhabited you. And here we go. We're going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of you is going to come back into your body. Your spirit's going to rejoin your body now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of sense your body. Maybe get up and walk a little bit. Bend over, stretch. Move your shoulders around. I want to wiggle your toes too if you're sitting down. And just see how your body's feeling. Also, if you have a mirror located close to you, look in the mirror and you're going to see your eyes are going to be actually brighter. So I'll bring Sylvia on here. You out there in cyberspace, Sylvia? Somewhere?
Yep, I sure am, and hello and welcome, everyone. So if you're new to this and you missed Ron saying this in the beginning of the show, you can bring up the beautiful picture of the light being on your monitor if you'd like. And to do that, you just go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio, and you can get to that page from any of the times that we're on the list of the shows there. Just click on Creation Lightship, and that'll bring you to our page. Scroll down, and you'll see a beautiful light being there. And this is one that was actually drawn in real time by an artist that was visiting on the Creation Lightship. And very beautiful. And as the divine energies come to you through this light being picture, then you can just really feel them directly in your heart center as they come in to provide healing or guidance or whatever you'd like to ask for. And Ron, I'd really like to go back to what you were saying, especially for people that are new to this. You talked about how spirit fragments of our own spirit energy can leave us and have to be retrieved. So how and why do they leave us?
Yeah, that's a good question. So if you kind of view your life like, as the old will say, movie projectors, where you had different frames, and, you know, as you speed the frames up, you can actually see a moving picture. But if they stop, you just see one frame. So picture your life as being that way, going through time. And when an occurrence happens, whatever's looking out of your eyes in that given frame, that's in trauma, pain, fear, anger, anything that's basically a judgment, that's a real rough judgment that disconnects your spirit from you, then that particular spirit in that frame of time leaves. Then you go to the next frame. Are you still going to be in pain? Are you still intoxicated? Are you angry with somebody, yelling at them? Then that leaves. And then it keeps on going until your body finally stabilizes, whatever that would mean to you. And then your spirit can now come fully present and look out of your eyes. So part of you actually maybe gets hidden inside of your heart center because it's too traumatized. But the ones that had to maybe be more braver, that was coming forward, looking out of your eyes, actually had to leave because you forced your spirit out of your body. Or you kicked your spirit out because of what you were doing. And this is kind of what happened. So when your spirit does come back to you, we have to go out and look for it, these parts and pieces of you. And then we have to take away that imprinted trauma. This is what you go through when you go into your dark side, light of the darkness, past life review. Remember, when you go to the light after you die, you're going into the light of the darkness. It's a fabrication of the divine pure light source energy. So you think that you're getting out of here, but you're really not. You're just in just the program of reincarnation, which has the light inside of it. So that's created by the darkness. So you're running their particular movie. And so when you go there naturally on the other side, the dark side needs to have your spirit completely cleansed before its next incarnation. And if it wasn't cleansed, then it couldn't get any mileage out of you because your spirit's too traumatized. So it doesn't really want to do that. So it needs to have full spiritual energy. So it does kind of dust you off, you know, pick you up, you know, tell you how great you are, you know, make sure that your spirit is running full spiritual energy. Then you incarnate over again. Well, this is true of your spirit that leaves you. It doesn't want to come back here either. So it's still, in a sense, somewhere out there. Maybe it went to Hawaii having a martini. Because it didn't want to, on a sandy beach, didn't want to experience your lifetime. Maybe went to another planet, maybe even another place that's not of the light. Because remember, when you're here, the dark side fabricates parallel lifetimes. So it could go off into a couple thousand of these parallel lifetimes. So we have to go out and actually bring it back to you. So your spirit does this. It goes out and looks for the parts of you. This is why we command the energy, so that your spirit can do this. So it goes out and finds the parts of itself, brings it back to you, and it has to be cleansed. So the dark side does a cleansing on you because it knows that if you came back into your body traumatized, it no longer would be able to interface with your body properly. It would give you more trauma. But remember, it doesn't need the trauma. Typically, it wants your spirit to have the trauma in an act of expression when you become traumatized, and then you leave. So once they get that spirit energy during that initial problem that you're dealing with or whatever it is, so it has to have its recharge put into it again, we'll say like a dead battery, and then you have a brand new battery with you, maybe thousands of them are brought into you during this process, and now you're ready to go again. And then they want to give you more traumas to drain your battery, your spirit. Your spirit then gets traumatized and also leaves over again. It's the same process over and over and over again. So the people who don't bring their spirit back to them, if you look at anybody with glossed over eyes, that's the reason, because they don't know enough to do this. Or if the dark side just kind of gave up on you And then they are using your body here physically. Maybe you're remote controlled or something. But anyway, we won't get into that aspect where you're actually just being controlled by them, living a life that is useless to, you know, anybody living here, but you're still existing and taking up space. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So so then basically you mentioned that one of the main ways that the spirit fragments leave us are just, you know, our own emotional trauma, like we're angry or upset, and the spirit only being able to resonate with pure love energy leaves because it can't deal with that trauma. So would that also apply to things that are directed at a person? Like, let's say, you know, a little kid, and they're innocent and beautiful, and then, you know, they start to get maybe spanked or yelled at, or people criticize them or, you know, judge what they're doing, maybe judge, you know, a painting that they're making or something like that. Does that also traumatize the spirit?
Yes, it does. So that's what happens. You actually answered the question. So yes, it does. So as your spirit becomes, as you are happy, you know, maybe you're drawing something or doing whatever you're doing, you're very happy and having a great time, then all of a sudden you get shut down by somebody saying that what you're doing is no good, doesn't look good. Then all of a sudden you go from being happy to sad. And if you're really sad, then your spirit has to leave because there's no love energy there. It only wants to communicate with you and conscious of pure love energy. So the pure love energy is what the connection is made with between your heart and your awakening consciousness. So once you lose that, then there's no reason for it to be there because it can't connect with you. You're using your emotional body to run your life. And once that happens, then you're on that emotional roller coaster until you decide to get off of it. And that's what happens. The spirit does leave. And this is why you normally get upset. You do things that you really shouldn't be doing. Maybe you hit somebody. Maybe you scream at them, you know. Maybe you have road rage on the freeway. You know, all different things, you know, that the body goes through because you're not home and something else is having a great time playing with your body. They take over the programming of you, and all of a sudden you are now living their lifetime. They're having a great time of it. So back to you, Sylvia.
So that emotional roller coaster really describes what I think we, or most people, experience as life on Earth. And so in addition to driving off the spirit fragments and, you know, traumatizing the spirit, can you also talk about what happens to us physically? Like, I know we've talked somewhat in the past about how that same kind of trauma that we've just been discussing can actually get imprinted in the cells of the body and become part of the cellular memory, and how that affects us as well.
Well, the reason why we have the dying process here is because we're living the traumas of our ancestors, and all those traumas come about at one time. This is why when I do some of the sample clearings, if I go back into, you know, your past life of your body, you have healing results because you go, wow, I didn't know I had a problem, you know, at 20,000 BC or something, but I feel better. Energy left me. Well, it's because you're living those lives too. So you're living the judgment of your ancestors. So instead of living love energy and working with love, I'd say everybody on this planet has turned away from the divine energy, at least, you know, maybe up to this last second here, we'll say. And then by living in this, into the darkness itself, this is why you haven't ascended. This is why you're listening to this program, because you have not ascended 2,000 years ago when Jesus came. So everybody here has at least one lifetime that they haven't experienced, you know, fully, because the ascension time is coming. And I should say that differently. The people living now have probably been here for more than 2,000 years. But if you incarnated in this 2,000-year cycle, this is your first time to get out of here. But if you've been here for more than this, you missed it last time. Hello. And if you've been here for 50,000 years, you're approaching your 26th ascension time that you could miss. If you don't catch on to get rid of the densities out of your body, or you don't have your spirit, remember, your body can do the ascension, so can your spirit. But hopefully, the dark side and dark side practitioners don't take you into parallel universes or have your spirit stolen, you know, by the darkness itself. So you need to be fully conscious. This is why we have this radio program, so you can become more in your body to have your own spiritual energy. And without that energy in you, this life force of your spirit, your body cannot ascend. And if part of you has been taken, maybe you went and had an attunement done by a practitioner. Remember, the light does not ever promote itself. So if you had an attunement done for something where they brought in an energy into you, other than your spirit energy, you are hooked up, connected to the darkness. And so before the implants go off on you, before you turn the show off, just know that that's fact. If you happen to have any kind of attunements in this lifetime that's done to an energy outside of yourself, other than your own spirit energy, then you have had probably darkness come into you. The healings that we do on this show is working with your spirit. We don't use mind energy healings. We use heart energy. And that's the difference. And the energies that most people deal with is mind energy. And that's the whole process. The mind energy is in time. When you're in time, you're in the darkness. And when you're in the heart, you're in spirit. And this is the way it works, then you're out of time. So you should be able to use your consciousness that you have, which is spirit consciousness, in your heart center to live your life. Otherwise, you're using mind energy, and the mind energy will keep you here, preventing you from doing the ascension. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so then basically it sounds like we're dealing on a physical level with not only the trauma that we're maybe imprinting on our body's cells by going through this emotional trauma and whatnot, physical pain and everything, but also in our DNA we have a package of judgment that's brought forth that was from our ancestors and what they experienced. We're actually carrying this trauma forward genetically lifetime to lifetime. Does that sound right to you, Ron?
Yes, you're living the life of your ancestors continuously along with your own life in this lifetime.
So then that brings up the question, how do we get rid of it? Since we all have it, I'm sure everybody wants to get out of this trap and get out of the, have the chance to ascend and move on to a higher consciousness, if you want to call it that. So what do we do?
Well, first thing I do, emotional clearings for this lifetime. That'll clear this out for you so you can become more centered, get out of the mind energy, get out of the emotional density that you have. So the emotions are what you're living. So you get that energy cleared off of you. Then you do the sensory clearing. And the sensory clearing, we go back every 100 years until you incarnated here. This will clean out the energy of the bodies that you were in, along with your spirit. And it's a very nice clearing. But it doesn't go back further than from that, because your spirit is where we start at when it comes into this planet. And once you have those two done, then you're pretty much cleared out of a lot of these traumas that you've experienced and stuff. And that's a very, very good healing, the sensory clearing. But some people have more stuff, so we have more clearings. But basically, those two are what you need to have cleared out, to get rid of this recycling pattern of trouble with your body. Back to you, Sylvia.
Would you like to do samples of those two clearings that you mentioned so people could experience that?
Yeah, here we go. So what we're going to do is a sampling of your emotions. You have a beep there? Or is that my phone beeping?
I think we have a caller on. Who's there?
Hi, good evening. My name is Kari.
Kari, okay. Where are you from?
From Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
I'm tuning into your show.
Thank you.
I'm interested in kind of looking. I have a 14-year-old son who has seizures and kind of hoping that he would grow out of that, but I don't know if that might go back to something from the past or what it's really stemming from, or if there's any kind of little healing you might be able to do for that.
Well, okay. That's, it could be your past life energy coming forward. It could also be entities in the body. Entities, like we talked about, are the ghosts, emotional bodies that come into people. So when you have something that's going on with you, entities are a very good thing to look at first off, because your body will attract that same kind of situation in the entity. So you may have a lot of entities with him that are doing these seizures. Remember, he's doing what he's doing, but they may come in and actually make it stronger, actually do more than, because that's all they know, because they need the life force to come into your body to live off of. So they come in because we're a host, and then from there, they may bring the malady of seizures, you know, into your son, which can make it even worse. So that's another way of looking at it. Next thing is, maybe he has extraterrestrial entities, parasites that are invisible inside of his body too, causing this process. So it can go many different directions. The first thing I'd recommend doing is you know, this lifetime's emotional clearing, and then probably do the sensory clearing for past life, and those two would at least get you on a good footing to see what to do next on it.
Okay.
And then this coming the fifth, which would be coming up shortly here on Sunday. And the 12th, I am doing a special session for the ET parasites. They're 8 hours in length. And you may want to consider having that done. It's on a conference call line out of New York. So it's on Eastern time. And you get a speakerphone, and we release these little critters out of you. If you want to experience that, just go on the archives here on BBS. And on 10-10 of last year and 11-30 of 07, I have two shows that release these ET parasites. They're also on the website if you wish to. Go to my website, not the BBS one, but mine, which is creationlightship.com. And there's a link there on the left side, which has the ET parasites and alien abductions on that. And that would also work with those parasites, too.
Okay.
So you can do it a couple of ways. But what happens is these parasites come into us, and for a lot of people who have maybe problems with your body, maybe someone can come in and call in who've had this healing here on the fast chat. What happens is sometimes your body is a little twisted. Maybe you walk hunched over. Maybe you had problems with maybe constipation, things like this, and these parasites are in you, you know, crawling around, like constricting your intestines, making you bend over, going around your rib cage, many, many things. We take out the maggots out of people's heads. This is one of the energies. They look like little maggots, and they prevent you from thinking clear. So these could also be in there causing your problems. I know that people have had a wonderful success with chronic fatigue by having these things released from them. Your whole life changes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll definitely take a look on the page in the archives then.
Yeah. So you can check out the archives first, and just kind of, and it's going to sound sci-fi to you. You know, it's things that we have here. Remember, we just can't see them. And just think of, you know, before the microscope, we couldn't see things either. But these are actually invisible. So we're going to do a sample here of an emotional clearing. And so I'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'm going to extend this out here because people don't really know what really happens to them. So what I'm going to do is do a complete emotional body release from everybody. So this is going to be equivalent to if you paid to have your whole lifetime cleared. Because where you are now, just having 5 days is like putting a very, very small Band-Aid over your problems. Remember, every minute of your life, you're thinking of something. So when you have the emotional body cleared in your whole lifetime, this is the way you're probably going to feel. It'd be very, very similar to this here. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. We're going to take out your emotional body. It's going to be in front of you. And you're going to feel your whole body relax and let down. For women, it's going to be especially awakening. For men, they may not really understand it. Remember, women normally 50-50 feel, half the women feel. Men, it's about 1 in 100. So here we go. And if you've had clearings before in the past, or if you're on my unlimited ones, you may not feel it too much. So here we go. Coming out. So I'll count to 10 as it leaves you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And it's being released slowly here. These invisible bodies do not want to leave us because, remember, these are ghosts. Definitely the emotional one is, okay? So it doesn't want to leave its host because then it's going to be very, very frightened and traumatized. So it'll be connected a little bit to you just in front of you here. And there we go. It's released from all of you right now. This is how you would feel after having your whole lifetime cleared of the emotions. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Feel great. Very calming, very relaxing to have that energy not pressing on you. Great.
That's good.
Yeah, so we have quite a few other bodies, though, besides the emotional body.
And we'll do a mental body.
That'd be great. I'll do
a five-day clearing here for your mental body. This, again, is like a little Band-Aid. Very, very small. In fact, it's probably so small you can't even see it. Okay, but here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you should feel like your thoughts are a little quieter, and you may have maybe a little higher consciousness right now. Now we're going to take out your mental body. This would be like how it would feel with a whole lifetime mental body clearing. And we're going to connect with it right now. I'll count to 10 as it gets released from you. It's just on the outside of your body. These bodies are in you to protect your body from psychic attacks. Remember, people think their thoughts. This is New Age metaphysics. You know, they're now telling us how to do sorcery work and witchcraft by using your mind to correct or change your reality, okay? And that normally, you know, deals with other people around you. So your force of will is combating their force of will, and the one that's the strongest wins. So here we go. Here's your mental body coming out. This is not love energy that we deal with. This is why these bodies are in place, because of the destruction of the mind that kills a physical body through psychic attack energy. So here we go. Mental body's coming out. 1, 2, this will be behind you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I'll just see how you feel now. A lot of people, when this gets released, all of a sudden, they may even have sharper vision with their eyes, might be able to see more colors. And all of a sudden, all the thoughts in your head become quiet. And we'll do another body here. We'll do the feeling body. This one should be also a great relief for women here. And the feeling body are for those women who use the word feelings a lot in their speech, in the vocabulary. I did a lot of these here at the Expo in New York, and the women were just loved it, having this body taken out, healed for 5 days. So here we go. This is a 5-day clearing, feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So these clearings are 100% done for about 80% of the body, because we have to do your whole lifetime to actually heal it. And now we're going to take out your feeling body. You should feel your physical body getting more and more relaxed now. You might find your shoulders kind of dropping. Maybe you bite your teeth a lot. All of a sudden that could be gone away. Maybe the tension in your face leaves you. Now we're going to take out your feeling body. This is going to be placed to the left side of you. Here we go. We have to tell it where it's going because, remember, it doesn't want to leave your body. So just be on the outside of your body here, and it'll stay out until we bring it back in again. Here we go. Left side. Coming out. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So how's that, Sylvia?
Oh, it's wonderful, Ron. It's absolutely incredible just to feel the difference, when the mental body and everything goes out. You're so used to living with that all the time that it kind of is so surprising when it's just moved that little distance from you, how different you feel.
Yeah, see, we're used to living in darkness here. You don't know how it is to live in light. This is what it is. People are not used to living in light. So when I talk to people about living in the light, they really don't get it because they've had all these, hundreds of lifetimes living in the darkness. And they can't believe that you can be in the light so easily because they're programmed so viciously and fiercely from the dark side that they don't have a clue. And all of a sudden their eyes get glossed over and they just don't believe that they can have a light healing so easily because they've been, baffled so much by false teachings here that they don't know how powerful the light is. And I think that they're in the light because the light does get mimicked by the darkness. This is the light of the darkness. This is when you have a near-death experience and you go outside of your body and you have the memory and the darkness presents to you Jesus and the angels and naturally, you have relatives there because they're stuck in the darkness, too, but they show up as light, and, they give you a mission to come back in again, and you feel really empowered. You say, they give you a choice, and normally the choice is always, well, you can leave, but you have this mission, and you always say, oh, yes, I want to have this mission for humanity. So all of a sudden, they pop you back into your body. You had a near-death experience. You're on the other side of the darkness, the light of the darkness, never in the light, because you would not come back here. And you come back in, and now you have this special mission because you saw Jesus in front of you. You saw the angel. You saw the white light. And it's, just really unfortunate for people to be, having this experience. But this is the ultimate screw-over for people because they really thought they saw the light. And all they did see is the wrong light, the fabricated light of the darkness. Remember, when you get out of here, you will probably never come back to this planet ever again because this planet is like a grain of sand on the ocean beaches here on this planet. The universe of light is so vast. Why would you ever want to come back to just this one place when there's so much more to experience? It'd be like being held captive inside of your bathroom in your house. Are you going to come back to it and not explore the other rooms in your house? Typically I'd say that you probably would want to explore the other rooms. So coming back to the earth plane here for the second incarnation, that you would have would probably be, I'd say, almost next to impossible, mainly because there's so much more out there to experience. But here we're stuck here because of our barcode on our spirit, and this is just the way it is. So most people, getting back to the original process here, they don't know what the light is because you've been told so much about the light of the darkness that you don't know that you're in darkness and your body continuously lives in darkness. So how could light be so wonderful? You're experiencing right now true light energy. The way the divine spirit here of this planet was going to use the elements in your body to create life for your spirit to come into without alien interference. This is the way it's supposed to be. So back to you, Sylvia. I told you pain next. That sound good to you?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
So here we go. This is your pain body. I'm going to go back 5 days now. And again, this is just a minuscule little band-aid that's put on you just to show you what these healings can do. So, everybody ready? I'm sure you are. So, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now remember, when your spirit is coming to you in your body, whatever you're suffering in these energies here, mental body, emotional body, feeling body, as you're blocked up, your spirit can't come into you. So, hello, this is why you have a hard time having a healing. So now we're going to take this pain body away from you, and we're going to put that to your right side. Now, these bodies naturally were put in place by the earth spirit to keep the mind energy from killing your body. But eventually it comes into it. So here we go. And I think I heard a beep that we'll do the pain body here first. Take that out. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there's more light coming into you. You're getting out of the darkness slowly but sure. Okay, do we have somebody online here, a caller?
I think maybe that was our other caller that was hanging up.
Okay.
Boy, this feels great. And I guess in response to the lady that called in, I don't remember if the name was Tara or what the name, I apologize for that. But I just wanted to mention that quite a few families have gone to Ron for clearings for their children with various types of, you know, issues or problems that they were dealing with. And kids just love the clearings, and, you know, because they really respond to that divine energy coming to them. So I just wanted to say that I know we have quite a few parents that have had just wonderful, wonderful results with their children. So I have kind of like a million-dollar question for you, Ron.
What we can say, too, is that they don't have to know about it. Okay, the light ship will heal you without their permission, without their conscious consent. And so, because their spirit does the healing. So this will work with anybody. If you have a boss that has a problem with you, and you're always at odds with your boss, I can clear your boss. I can do emotional clearing on your boss, and he will change. It takes about 3 days for these absentee healings to work, or even a coworker. So this I do quite often with people. So anyway, what's your million-dollar question? When are we leaving here, Sylvia?
Okay. Well, that would be a great question, but okay. So my question is, when we were originally created by the light as just a, you know, a spirit, we didn't have a mind at that point, did we? Like we weren't actually in mind energy at that point.
Yes. You were not. You're never in mind. Okay, when you were created.
So how did we get a mind in the first place, and how do we unget it?
Okay.
As far as what we consider the mind here is, you know, I know that our divine spirit has an intelligence of its own. So when I say getting rid of it, I'm not talking about, you know, walking around being, you know, stupid or anything like that, but just getting out of that mind energy that pulls us out of the present moment, that puts us into judgment and duality.
Okay. Everything that we're doing now consciously with our mind, working with mind energy, working in the universal mind, working in universal consciousness, you know, some people even go as far as saying it's the Akashic Records. All that stuff is mind energy. So we live in this energy of the darkness. Well, this energy is the same energy that you would be using in the heart. Okay, all they did was just, they being the dark side. So the dark side just mimicked the usage of the mind energy that your spirit could tap into. They just changed the way it works and cloned it and made it their own. And so there's nothing different in manifesting from your heart. It's the same laws, we'll use that term, as working with the mind inside of your head. The major difference is that with your heart, there's no force of will. Whereas working with your mind, there is force of will. Remember, you have a natal chart. You have your hands. Look at the palm of your hand. What's that telling you? People can read your hand. Palmistry, okay? So it's the same energy. So the light did create a consciousness that goes with your spirit, which is a divine consciousness that the light shares with all of the spirits in the light. And the dark side created that same process, which they call, you know, collective consciousness, universal mind. And this is all dark energy, but it all works the same way. So if you're thinking that when you get into your heart, how do I manifest? How do I think? Well, you just have your spirit do the thinking for you. But you don't get into your head. When you're in your head, you're in the darkness. When you're in your heart center, you're in pure divine spirit. And there's no force of will there. That's the major difference. Now, the darkness energies, most of those beings, we'll just say, do not have souls or spirits in them. And the light provides that. This is your birthright. You have a spirit in your body. And so this is kind of the way, you know, everything works, because you use your spirit of the light to connect to the light. But we've been here for so long. I'm talking about my body, not my spirit, okay? So my body's been here for a long time, running this dark energy too, just like your body has. Mine has went through many, many special light chip attunements to allow me to carry the frequency at a much higher, maybe divine rate, if you would, so I can help people. But aside from that, you know, the body's been here for a long time, and it carries a cellular memory of our ancestors, which is all darkness. So all of our ancestors chose darkness instead of the light, and this is why, or one of the reasons, I won't say the only reason, but one of the reasons why you have not ascended, because you chose darkness. So now you have the chance to choose light again. And so where Jesus left off, remember, when Jesus died, all the healings that he was doing here stopped. It may have went on for maybe a generation or two from the people if they held that consciousness, if they did not ascend. Okay? Remember, everybody who listened to him, who understood what he was teaching, did ascend. This is why I'm back again right now as the healer in Jesus to help people out over again. So, where Jesus stopped, right now we're beginning. And time is short, so you need to get on the bandwagon if you choose to get out of this place. And that's one, some of the words by Eric Burden in The Animals, right? We've got to get out of this place. Well, you know, you need to get out of Hotel California here. And this is the whole process. So if you're choosing to align yourself with the teachings of Jesus, then this is it. This is the way to give yourself and your body, you know, we'll say everlasting life. The kingdom is within you. This is where you need to go to. This is why we took these bodies out of you momentarily, to show you that you can be in the light. It's not impossible. The light is that simple to get into. You just need to get these bodies cleansed and cleared out of you. This is what Jesus did. So back to you, Sylvie. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. And as far as clearings that the light ship does, I know that all of them kind of chip away at this from a different angle. And is there a clearing that kind of goes back, you know, for the spirit, all the way back to, you know, before that they ever got in that mind energy in the first place?
Yeah. So the sensory clearing can do that. I can go back. Maybe your spirit became wounded before it even came here, so that may want to get addressed also. So we can clear your spirit from its original conception, from the light ship, to now.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's a clearing that people can just go to your website and find out more about?
Yeah. So there's many clearings. Remember, unfortunately, because you have not done clearings in your genetic history, you have a lot of stuff now to get released. So it's not necessarily your fault. As you read my list of services, you go, wow, there's a lot of stuff here. Well, that's because you didn't get it last time around. Your parents never got it. Your grandparents never got it. They got fooled by religion. But they didn't listen to the teachings of Jesus to go within. Your spirit would have told you what to do, but you didn't go there. But luckily now you listen to this radio program to get a clue of what to do. And this is the whole process. So you need to go and do the clearing so that you can get out of this place.
Right, so I'd like to just bring up some of the questions and comments on the fast chat, if we have a few minutes. We have a wonderful comment from Marie, who I guess was at the New York Expo this
week. Hi, Marie.
And she was one of the lucky people that got to be with you there and to go into the light infusion chamber. And she made a comment on the fast chat that before she went into the light infusion chamber, she had a lot of hip pain. And then when she woke up this morning after the weekend, that was all gone. So that's wonderful.
Yep, that's great.
And Karen from Argentina is on the fast chat. I think she's probably referring to the clearing samples that you did a little bit ago where you, you know, took the emotional and different bodies and kind of put them to the side. And she said she feels great, and all the knots are gone from her shoulders. And
oh, I'm so happy. That's wonderful.
Yeah, isn't that great? I know, it's amazing how that can just really feel like weight on you. Like it actually feels like a physical weight that gets lifted. So that's great.
We'll do another couple bodies here. We got a few minutes here. I'm going to do one with trauma. That's the big one for some people. So we'll take the trauma body. We'll put it over your head. So I'll do a trauma clearing for the last 5 days. This is like a little teaser again here. 5 days ago cleared. Now this is a small little Band-Aid. You probably can't even see it. 5 days, but it will help. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. This is going to go on top of your head. I'm going to count to 10 with your trauma body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, the other bodies are still out of you. They can't wait to get back in again, believe me. But they're still out. So each time you have this done, you're becoming more light. Okay? Next body I want to do is a body that some people deal with. And this is your anxiety body. So anybody out there anxious, imagine there's a couple people. This is your anxiety body. Again, 5 days. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. I'm going to take your anxiety body and put that underneath your feet so you can get an idea of where these are. And if you wish to even sample the energies, a lot of people sample energy with their palm chakras. You might just put your hand up and around you where these bodies are, and you might feel heat. Normally, when you sample energies, for most people, they'll feel heat in their hands. They might even burn a little bit. Some people actually have the opposite, where it feels cold to them. But I think most people in general feel heat. So here we go. How's everybody doing? How are you doing, Sylvia?
Oh, that's great. I really could feel that anxiety body leaving and my spirit just being so happy.
Let's do a fear body. So let's do fear. People have fear off and on. So fear body for the last 5 days. Remember, this is another little small Band-Aid. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I guess this one here we're going to probably put, I don't know, wherever you want to put it, it's going. We got to command it the way. We'll put it next to your emotional body in front of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, you should start to feel happier. Your body should actually probably have some of the aches and pains leaving it. Remember, these bodies imprint on you all this stuff. So it's not really your stuff. It's the stuff of your ancestors that you're dealing with. And, you know, the thoughts that you've had in this lifetime. But remember, it all comes from your ancestors. And you should feel a lot better right now. And you might want to get up and walk around. By all means, look in the mirror and see how your eyes look. See if they're brighter. Take a note of that. Remember, when you get these put back into you, which they have to be with you, otherwise, through all the psychic attack energy, you'd probably be dead shortly. So they have to be with you, but you can clear them out. The reason why they feel so heavy, so dense, is because they're stuffed full of stuff. And so, check out your eyes. I want to do another body here. I'm trying to figure out which one to do. I did an anxiety.
How about the sensory
body? With an S, sensory. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. This will put behind you. This will be along with your mental body here that you can hold hands. And we're going to... Here we go. Counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I would think by doing this for everybody, just by having these bodies cleared, if you had that done and you wanted to move forward in your life, you're going to know how you're going to feel afterwards. And then what I have on the website is the unlimited clearings, if you wish. That way you keep current with all this stuff, because they will get clogged up again. Not like they are now, naturally, but because it took your whole lifetime to get them overfilled. But basically, you can keep current and keeping this energy of love, because you're not going to be in it when these things are coming into your energetic system. Remember, these energies are put in place to hold the darkness energy, which is the mind energy, the psychic attack energy from people, etc. And this is why they're there. So right now you have a lot of energy with you, and this energy is pure light, pure love. This is what was meant for you to live your life here with, and how to feel. So I'm sure everybody out there listening feels a heck of a lot better. And this is because these bodies have been released from you, and this is how it would feel after having a clearing or really, really close to it. I'm sure people out there will comment, maybe on the fast chat. We're running out of time here, but
yeah, and Ron, we have a
how
couple
you feel.
Of, yes, we have a couple of great questions I'd like to answer before we
run out
of time. The first one I see here is from Ren. And his question is, I've been diagnosed as bipolar and have extreme mood swings. Several intuitives have told me it is due to an entity attachment. Do you have a clearing for this?
I do entities, yes. I did that at the beginning of the show here. I do a special clearing. Ren, get on my show with my conference call on the 19th. On the 19th, we're doing entities that are physical here. These are what you call ghosts, and get on that call if you can afford it. You know, spend $300 and get on all my calls this month here. That's what the price is.
So if a person do they need to get on all of them, or can they do one?
But I think the price is $150 to do one, but it's $300 to get on four calls.
And
so
that's
for $300. We have our standard once a month 4-hour ascension call on Saturday, and that's going to be on the 18th, okay? You can go to the website and check out upcoming events there. But on the 5th and the 12th are extraterrestrial life forms. These are things crawling around inside of us. That could also cause your problem. On the 19th is entities, which are, you know, emotional bodies of people on the earth here, you know, crawling into you, causing you maybe to have, you know, this type of problem, or maybe changing your consciousness, your reality, and they come in and do a lot of havoc. But each Sunday is going to be 8 hours in length, okay? So right there, if you get on the 3 Sundays, you know, you're going to have 24 hours of healing, plus the Saturday call on the 18th. So you got 28 hours of healing for $300. And if you can afford it, this is going to probably change your life. The people who were on the other calls that we did last month, where we did the entity releases and stuff from extraterrestrial life forms, I'm sure everybody out there, if you're listening, you'd agree with me that it was a well worth a thing to do. And I'm sure a lot of them will still be on the calls coming up here on the Sundays, because you get so much more out of you, there's more space in your body, and you feel better. You're getting rid of the darkness out of you. You're getting rid of these life forms that are preventing your spirit from being with you. Remember, your spirit's your healer. If it can't be with you, it can't heal you. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell. You have to get your spirit with you. And the dark side is doing all that it can do, which it always has done, to prevent that. So this is a way to regain your spiritual identity and to become, you know, more in love energy. I'm going to have these bodies stay out of you. The light ship, hold them out for 1/2 an hour. They can do that, but they can't do it any longer than that. If you happen to leave where you are, go out of your house, they will have to come back in. So if you're in a peaceful, quiet place right now, they will stay out. But if you leave, they are going to be leaving you. I mean, coming back in, because they have to protect your body. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I know our time is up. I know that there were a couple more people that had asked the question. If you can come back with us Wednesday at 7 p.m., we'll be back on, and we'll take those up. And so I will just say, yeah, definitely check out creationlightship.com. There's a calendar there that has all these upcoming dates that Ron was talking about. And the healings in April should just be incredible. So if you can take advantage of it, you know, you will just really move forward much more quickly as far as regaining your own spiritual horsepower and your identity. So it's going to be great. So I'll just say blessings, and we'll see you Wednesday at 7 Pacific. Good night.
You're going to feel what light really is for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is how you're going to feel. Then they have to come back in for your own protection. So blessings to everybody, and see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.